My name is Nicole Nelson. I am 18 years old. Today is December 9th, 2018, and I'm speaking to Shelly Zimbelman, who is my best friend's mother. We are recording this interview in St. Louis, Missouri. First question, when did you begin painting and what type of paintings do you create?
I began painting when I was probably about 10. Actual painting probably more like 15, like doing detailed paintings, but I began in the art world when I was about 10 years old. I currently paint mostly abstract paintings, but I have in the past painted all different things like realistic paintings, animals, people, sceneries, landscapes, whatever, but now I'm painting abstract paintings.
Can you elaborate on how the different paintings are specifically made?
Yes, I can. So, I primarily work with canvases, but I've recently been working with wood as well. Reclaimed wood, which is wood that is just any wood that you would find that maybe had been used in a project from anything, like building a house or anything. I use acrylic paints as my primary medium that I use to paint with. I also use alcohol inks, and then I incorporate different other mediums, which are products that help you give texture maybe to your product or your painting, or make the paint thinner so that it'll flow and move how you want. And then if I'm painting something that is more realistic, I probably will have a base picture of some sort, a reference that I can look at to use to begin with. If not, then I will just start putting color on there. Maybe I have a palette of colors that I'm a combination that I want to use and go from there and see where it takes me. I don't always have a plan.
How did painting inspire you to create your own business?
So I have always wanted to have my own business. In fact, I want to have my own little store. Maybe that'll happen, maybe it won't. I do have my online store now. I like to see other people get excited or like something that I have done, and it brings joy to them. So that's why I like to like have my own business, so that I can like spread, I guess, the joy to other people. I might have to add to that one.
How and where is your business run? Who helps you with your work?
I have, my business is has an online store, and I have a Facebook and an Instagram, social media sites. Might expand into having an Etsy shop too. Maybe not on that. And I run it out of my home, and then I do some shows where I take products out and so people can see it, and set up a booth or for people to buy things. I have one employee that is my daughter. She assists me with tracking everything, because it's a business. You have to track your inventory, your supplies. You have to do everything, you know, the financial side of everything too, and so she helps me with all of that side of everything, and then organizing everything and keeping me on track with social media, because of the day and age we live in, social media is huge, and if you don't do things with that, nobody knows you exist. So I have to create advertising, marketing, and Karen, who's my daughter, helps me with that as well. And word of mouth, that's huge. Just people getting to know you. And let's just cut that off. I'll have to add a couple of these because I don't know.
What steps did you take to get your name out into the public?
As I was just saying, the last question about social media, that's like, and then your friends, just friends and family, are the first people that know you, and they are the ones that are going to go out and talk about you, because they should be anyway, proud of everything you do and want to help you promote your business. And then advertising with social media, Facebook, doing ads. This day and age, Facebook is a really big help with getting people that you can use, audiences that you know like your information, and then create lookalike audiences is what it's called, and target people that have the same interest as those people that you already for sure know like your stuff, and then you can reach more and more people and just grow and expand it. It's hard, extremely difficult and hard. It's a struggle for everybody that is a small business owner to get the word out. You have to do marketing. If I had a physical location that was outside of my house, then I would spend like marketing dollars and local ads and stuff, and like, hey, here I am, and you know, come over here. You have to run like discount at campaigns and just different things you got to do. Other than that, that's just an ongoing process, tweaking it whenever you need to, because you know, one thing worked and the other didn't.
Have you had any setbacks, and if so, how did you overcome them?
Setbacks occur because it's difficult to figure out who your target audience is in your business. So narrowing that down to begin with is hard. It's still an ongoing process. So I haven't completely overcome all of that. It's because I don't have this, like, I'm not targeting, say, just an age group, or, you know, probably mostly female people, probably, because most of my stuff is like decorating your home, or you want, you know, things you might wear, and I don't have any products that are for males, that for any kind of anything you would wear. It's a learning process, so every time, like if you do any kind of a marketing campaign, then you have to look at what did you get out of that, and what was your return on investment or your ROI, and then tweak that, and if it worked, then do the same thing again or not. I've experimented with a lot of apps as far as things that I can put on my website that help track things in the background. I got all kinds of things hooked up to my website that are running in the background. And their Instagram does not allow you to, well, they do, but you got to have like thousands and thousands of followers and be a bigger business before they allow you to advertise directly and then tag products on their site. So there's lots of other apps though that allow you to do that, and basically you're creating a front page that looks like your Instagram page that you direct people back to your website, and then it looks like you're on an Instagram feed page, but you're not, you're on your website, and then they can buy directly from there. It's complicated. And as far as learning what people want to purchase, as an artist, you usually just want to create something because you enjoyed creating it, and then, you know, put it out there, but that doesn't mean that you know exactly that person out there that's going to want to buy it. So it's, if you want to be in a business, you do have to create, you know, things that other people would like, that maybe you so much, it's not your favorite thing. So that was a setback for me to begin with, because I didn't want to do that, because I just thought, hey, you like it, you buy it, but that's not going to sustain a business. So you do have to like go outside of your own comfort zone and kind of create other things. But and I will tell you this, so I had a particular painting that I was just kind of goofing around, and I made it, and I took it to a show, and I'm like, I'll just throw that in there too, because I really didn't like it at all. And I had person after person, I watched them pick it up and just talk about it, and look at this and whatever, you know, and I'm like, oh my God, they like that. Please buy it and take it away, because it's not my favorite. So you do have to like realize that your personal taste are not maybe the personal taste of everybody.
So
how many minutes have we done now? behind.
So, what other products do you sell besides your painting? Because I know you mentioned, like, the decorating your home stuff, but do you have anything else, like, besides that?
I have my designs from paintings that I've done, whether I've... And I also use software to digitally remaster some of my paintings to make new designs off the same colors that are within that painting or shapes. And then I take those designs and I apply them to have pillows or leggings, cell phone cases, other things that can be designed and people can order them, but I'm not personally like sewing the pillow together, but my designs are used to make the pillow or the, you know, have backpacks, drawstring backpacks, regular backpacks.
What kind of like has inspired you to branch out of just painting and make these other products? Like, did somebody like influence you to do that, or did you just kind of come up with that idea on your own? Like,
so if I could, I would make everything with my own two hands, right? But I can't. So what I would ultimately, and this is just something that I think about, is I would love to design my own clothes with my designs on them. Be a clothing designer and design stuff like that. But that takes, that's a whole nother level. That takes a lot of capital and planning. And I don't sew. Very little sewing anyway. So I would have to be the designer that had other people sewing my designs and make the patterns and then make the stuff. So since I'm not at that level, this is like the in-between level to be able to do that. So that's between you and me and the wall, I guess, if you want to say, because I don't really talk about it a lot because, you know, my husband would be a little bit, how much is that going to cost? Kind of an attitude. So I'm not there. And I think in order to be successful, you always have to have the mindset that you are going to think outside of the box and that you're going to always have a new goal. So you have to have the short-term goals, so that it might be, what am I going to do that day? Am I going to accomplish that? What am I doing this week, this month, 6 months? And then your long-term goals, which are well beyond this year. So my long-term goal is to have my own shop, my like boutique shop. And maybe I have some clothes that I've designed in it. Nowhere near it. I'm trying to be famous or big. I just enjoy doing it.
Do you have any like other ideas that are like currently in the making that you haven't really like talked about, and to anybody at all? Like how does like all that work? Or
of course I do. Always. Lots of them. I might have talked about it a little bit, but I have an idea for making, because my daughter's getting ready to go to college. I'm now like looking at college dorm room decorations and all that stuff and how, you know, things you can do. So I have coordinated color scheme ideas in my head about like bulletin board type things. Like one of them's like octagon shapes with like different shapes that are colored, like, but monochromatic scheme, color schemes, like maybe all different shades of pink or all different shades of like different blues, and some of them are sparkly, some of them aren't, or whatever. And then making different design shapes with the different like bulletin board, you put it up in your wall, it gives you, you know, like a decor on your wall, plus it's useful. So I have a lot of ideas for things that are useful but like are decorative too, you know. And then having like trays and stuff to organize. I've thought about furniture, but that's a little bit too much for me right now with the fact that I would have to ship it to people and stuff, and I don't want to do that for the cost and just the moving around. This is my side job currently, so I'm limited on time too. And money.
Do you have any business advice for somebody who wants to start their own little small business?
If you have an idea and you want to try to make a go of it, start sooner rather than later, because if I would have started this a long time ago, then I would be a lot further than I am right now today, because I would have learned from many, many mistakes. Start slow. Don't go too big too fast, because you may fail and then you just lose like a ton of money, for one thing. In fact, it's taken me 2 years to get where I am now by slowly buying supplies for different things, and stockpiling some things, and like figuring out like, am I going to do a show or not, or you know, things like that, because I didn't want to go too big. I didn't want to take out loans, business loans, because I get offers in the mail every day almost about business loans, because I have a business name. So and that's another thing, that of a name, figuring out what you want to call your business, and then brand yourself. The more branding you do, the more people are going to look at you and take you seriously. So that's something I've been doing over the last 6 months or so, is getting all the branding in place, so that I, you know, like just business cards alone are like one little thing that not every person I see out there does that. Switching yourself from the mindset of this is my hobby to this is a business, learning how to think that way, because if not, you don't want to just, oh, I just like doing this. And you want to give away everything to people because you like seeing them, you know, oh, they love it. Oh, here, I want you to have it. But you have to like treat it as a business. How much do I have into this? And you should include your time and figure out what you want to pay yourself an hourly wage. I don't do that as much right now because I do have another job too, so I don't have to like completely rely on this. But if, once I get ever to that point, then that is something that will have to go into the calculations of everything. Like, this is why I charge you this much, because I have to make money too, just like you do, to come here and buy this product. But you know, it's really, if you have an idea, and if you don't ever just go ahead and go for it, and you sit around and just talk about it forever, so you gotta start, and you just gotta get out there and start doing your business and slowly developing that network of people that realize you exist. So, advice that I would give for anybody that feels like they have an artistic talent, no matter what the artistic field is, it could be music. You know, maybe they feel like they can write music or whatever. And you really like, is in nothing becomes perfected. And I guarantee you there's an audience of people in this world, because we are worldwide now. We are not just to your little area where you got, you know, your little town you live in, or the United States even. Like, the whole world is out there. So there's probably enough people out there that you can have a business that are going to be interested. You just got to find them. So it is to not let anybody hold you back.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, and when people are your quote-unquote Debbie Downers, okay, about whatever you feel passionate about, to not jeopardize your family or your life by trying to do something that where you're not going to make any money and you can't survive, but to not give up on your dream of doing whatever it is your business is, whether it's artistic related or not, because many, many businesses that have been hugely successful started was like that. Mm-hmm. Look at Apple, IBM. I can just probably like think of a ton more if I'd really think about it, that they had an idea, or they were messing around in their basement or garage, and then the business just blossomed because they came up with something that people thought was cool or interesting, and then it turned into to something more in the next, or what can I do next, and how can I expand on this, and do people really like this, and is it something that they need or want, or and a lot of things, like even like with what I'm doing, it's not something that you absolutely have to have, or you can't find something similar somewhere else maybe, but if it makes you feel less stressed in your life to have a painting that I have done on your wall, and when you look at that painting, it like makes you feel like, oh, I just really like that, and you know, and you're not stressed thinking about something else, then I've done what I'm supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you could see yourself doing this for like a lot of years to come, like, maybe per se, like, even as you, like, get older and, like, whenever you...
As far as painting, I will never stop until I can't do it. Until I either can't see, even though I know there's people that are blind that paint, I'm not sure I would probably be able to do that. I mean, I would, but it may not land on the surface it's supposed to be. But... Because I've always liked art. I draw, I paint, whatever, and that'll never go away. In fact, my father, who's in his 70s now, he's worked all his adult life at the same place, and for years and years, at a certain point in your life, you're so busy with life that you're, like, the art will just go to the side. And now, over the last 5 years or so, he's picked it back up, and that's what he does. And it truly, anybody who has some kind of a talent, even if it's not like art and you have a paintbrush in your hand, if it's music or you write or anything that, like, it really truly, and I know this sounds cliche, but it's meditative and it takes you into where you're just not in, you're in that little world of whatever you're doing, and hours will go by. You don't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then therefore it's relaxing, even though you might get tired and cramped up because you're in a position of doing whatever, but it's relaxing to your mind. And I am a huge supporter of creative therapy. I truly believe it, and that creative therapy is not just, you know, paint or drawing. It is anything that is creative. It could be hands-on, making something with whatever type of material. It could be, like, you're building something. It can be music. It can be dance. It can be anything that is creatively taking your mind and making you think and do something and accomplish a task. And it is a stress reliever. It is healing for emotional issues and problems. You know, so, you know. But as far as make it as a business, for right now, I don't have a long-term goal to say, oh, I want to do this for 5 or 10 years. I'm just going to do it for however long that I do it. I mean, I don't know that I will ever become so well-known that people are, like, banging my door down because they want something from me or type of a thing. And I don't need that. But I just enjoy doing stuff like this, so I won't quit anytime soon. Unless I just can't do it, or I don't have the time, or I financially have to work at another job that takes up all of my time.
Mm-hmm. So you were saying a lot about, like, the creative therapy and everything. Like, do you think, like, so if somebody came up to you and was like, oh, like, I'm not creative, like, everything I draw is, like, bad, like, I don't think I can make it, or I don't think this is good, people aren't gonna like it, like, what would you, like, say to somebody who, like, came up to you and said that?
Okay, so art is subjective. So I'm not going to say every single person is going to be able to look at a tree and draw a tree that is super realistic. That's not realistic to say, because not every person can do that. But you can do something but you may not enjoy doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't enjoy, if you pick up, you know, if they come to me and I say, oh, I can't do that, and whatever, I'm going to say, well, no, I know you can pick up some paint and you could pour it in a cup and you could pour it on a canvas, or you could pick up a paintbrush and move it around. But you may not enjoy doing that, but there's probably something else that you would enjoy doing. And so we just need to find a little bit of time to figure out what that is. My sister is not a crafty, creative, like, type of a person, but she can sing. Okay, not that she sits around singing all the time, or she's in a choir, or she goes out doing anything. She can play the piano. Yeah, so there's something for everybody that they don't even probably realize would be considered creative.
Mm-hmm.
So, cooking is one of the things.
So, if you were ever to open up your boutique in the future that you want to do, like, how do you think you would manage running that while, like, having a daughter and, like, having another job? Would you see, like, yourself running it?
So, I would like to own it and be in charge and go into the business part of the time, but not actually physically be there. Like, I would like to have some, be do well enough in an area that could support it well enough. You know, like we have some areas around St. Louis that cater to that kind of stuff, and where we have tourists go, like, you know, and maybe have a place like that. And then within that same business, expand it out beyond just, oh, here's all this cool stuff for you to come in and look and you want to buy something, to giving back to the community and having, like, different, like, nights maybe where we did creative therapy type stuff and hire in the people that would come in that would be maybe dance instructors, maybe be certified creative therapist or artistic therapist, or there are actually programs where you go in and you study that. I'm not licensed to do that, but, you know, and then run workshops where maybe one night is a dance night, maybe another night is night where it would be really, really cool, and this is would be really far down the line, to have a recording studio, like a small little thing, you know, mm-hmm. with soundproof, where, you know, people can come in and they can, like, you know, record music, or, like, especially for people with, like, autism and other related, you know, issues like that, that they have, it's really good for them. And then maybe we could partner with animal therapy people too, where maybe they work with them part of the time and they come over and they do other types of things. We could have a writing center, you know, where they come in and they write stories and short stories or do whatever. And then the art center where they could, you know, make paintings. And then to supplement that, we can offer up, you know, their little tracks that we record with their singing. We can sell the stuff. Mm-hmm. And so then it would support in research or whatever for those fields. There's just so much you could do on that side of things. But for me to physically, I would be like the owner, quote unquote, and be coming in probably and doing some things, and definitely would like to see a lot of the stuff being done that I would have to have other people doing what they're qualified to do in those different areas. And of course I could also, like, you know, to supplement it too, we could have, like, just shops for the general public, you know, or like little put together, like, here's a learn how to do, you know, whatever. I don't just like to do, like, what they call fine arts. I do like to do craft type things too. So we could do all, like, you know, make Christmas wreaths or do whatever. So that then you're really, really, we're supporting a wider reach of people, and then we could sell the things from the people that are coming in, and, you know, that they get some of the profits, and especially for the people that are mentally disabled or handicapped. In fact, I was at a show and I had a lady come up to me that is a I guess she's a program coordinator, runs a an art program within, it's not really an institution, but they're mentally disabled, handicapped at different levels within it, and asked me if I would come in and do a workshop with them, because they hold shop trainings basically for the therapy of it, and that's something that I may or may not do, but, you know, because it's not located right here in St. Louis. But so, and then they, from the stuff that they do, they were doing that exact thing. They're selling the products so they can raise money to maintain the program, and then a little bit of it goes back to those people. But because a lot of those people, I think, are at a level where the state is, like, they're under the state program, and they're not able to go out and work a job. So it's just something that helps them function a little more in the world. And so I think it's hugely important. The other thing that I am, once I get to a point where I have a certain profit margin that I want to maintain over a 6 month to a year period, then I will begin, the business is going to begin donating part of their profits. And one of my organizations that I will be doing that is Mended Little Hearts. And Mended Little Hearts is an organization that supports families that have either the mother is pregnant with a child or the child is born with heart defects. So that is something that I would love to support within my current field. I have been supportive of that organization through my other job as an ultrasound tech, because I used to work with pregnancies and women that would have babies like that. And so I've been involved in that organization on that side of things. Financially, I would like to be able to support it with my business as well. And that would be like one of the organizations. There's other ones that are related to that as well that we do. So that's kind of where I am with the business. I do have a lot of long-term goals, and then the short-term ones are to build the audience so that we can get there.
Where did you get your artistic talent from?
So I would say that artistic genes run in my family. On my mother's side, my mother's really creative with like crafty type of things. Like she can like make something out of, you know, give her a paper bag and a marker and some cotton, and she's gonna make something really cool looking out of it. And then my dad's side of the family, my grandfather, he was very talented. Like he could carve a lot of things. Like he was a logger, and so he would go out in the woods and be all the time around trees and logs and wood, and you know, and any like he was always what they called it, whittling. So he was sitting around with a little knife and like, you know, whittling out something and making but he could carve anything out of a piece of, you know, tree limb. And then you would have a cool looking little figurine or a character or a horse or an animal of any kind. So then my father, since he was a little boy, he could draw, and he could draw very, very well, and paint. And so growing up, he has a collection of, you know, things from works, even from back when he was a kid, and he would always pull them out and show them to me. And then, you know, maybe you got to use the really good set of like pencils, the drawing pencils or whatever. Probably not though, because you know, they didn't want them to be damaged or whatever. And then I started like drawing, as I said, when I was a kid, and I would do a drawing because I respected my father so much that I wanted his opinion all the time, and I would take him, and he was just so inspiring as far as, you know, not that he was just giving you the typical feedback of, oh, that looks great. That didn't happen. It was real criticism. I guess what you would call constructive criticism of, well, you need to like, you know, that nose is not shaped really well, you know, doesn't really look right. And like, until I would go back and redo the work over and over and over and over and bring it to him until, you know, he'd be like, yes, that looks good. So he helped teach me, in a manner of speaking. I always took art classes all through high school, all the way up through high school. Really, really liked them. So, but I figured I probably would starve as if I went into art as a field, but I wanted to take art classes, so I took one in college, and I hated it because it was a lot of still lifes and things they would just put in there, and then you had like tons of homework where you're having to draw all these things, and I just keeping up the amount of work and having to draw what they wanted me to draw all the time. I didn't like it, you know, and because it wasn't inspiring to me to have to do that. I understand that you're learning technique and in different methods and that sort of thing. An art history class I found extremely boring. And I'm not saying that all these people from history and time and whatever, that they're not extremely talented and brought lots to the world of art and had all these different methods that they did, and that it's not important to know about them. But I had it at 8 a.m. in the morning in a lab of over 100 students, and then we would watch slides in the dark, one after the next at 8 a.m. in the morning, you know, and I'm just like... And then I think I had like 4 tests, and that's all we would do was listen to the guy, talk about the slide that we were watching in the dark at 8 a.m. And, you know, you're a college student, you don't want to be up at 8 a.m. in the dark watching slides. So that wasn't the funnest class for me, so we got through all that. I really do not think that you need absolutely to be a good artist, have to have a formal education fine art degree. There's many, many people throughout, and do you think those master artists had fine art degrees? They did study under people and, you know, follow people and apprenticeships and things like that, but they did not have
what we consider like a master's degree and whatever. I'm not taking anything away from anybody that has that, because they can be just as talented as the person that doesn't. So, but I don't think it's like a requirement. And then, so I did that, and then that's how I like, it was really, I would say I had a couple of art teachers especially like I had one I can remember in grade school that was extremely motivating, like, you know, around fifth grade probably, that I realized, oh, hey, I really do like this. No.
Yeah. Have you tried like influencing like anyone close to you, like your daughter that you mentioned earlier, who now like helps you with her business? Like if she was younger and like drawing or anything, did you ever like kind of take after your father's footsteps and criticize, or are you more laid back?
I would not say I'm more laid back, but I wasn't also as critical, I don't think, because I feel like she's not been as, I just really want to draw all the time, like, you know, but she's very talented herself too, and she's can draw, and she does draw, and not all the time because she's busy with life and doing other things right now. It comes and goes with everybody, and so, but yes, I'm very supportive if she wants to do that. She knows she can go and paint and do whatever she wants within the lab and the art studio.
Do you have a favorite art piece that you've created?
Well, from when I was a kid, I can remember my very first thing that was my one of my favorite works was it was a pencil drawing that I did of an eagle in art class at school, and it was the first thing that the teacher actually had ever said, hey, yeah, that looks pretty good too, and they entered it in an art show, but it didn't win. But anyway, it inspired me. I think that was one of the things that did inspire me, but it was my favorite. I really liked it. And then I would say probably over the years, I have liked a few different pieces. I did another couple of pencil drawings like through my teenage years that I really, really liked. One was of a raccoon. And recently I've done a few paintings that I really like. I have one that's like an ocean scene with, you know, rocks and then the horizon, and it's kind of a nighttime scene that hangs in my bedroom. I really like that. And then I have a kind of an abstract painting that I have in another room of my house that I really like, that I would be sad if it sold. I would sell it if somebody loved it as much as I feel like I love it. But it's kind of just, it looks like a really, like you're really deep in the ocean nighttime scene. And then trying to think if there's anything that I've done that I just really, really like. Other than that, I mean, there's a lot of things that I like. If I don't really love it, then I don't really want it in my to look at it anymore. But I have several of them that I like. There's some that my daughter really likes that I've done. That one of them was it was an abstract painting that I did that had a white background and had multiple colors, kind of looked like a lightning bolt across the painting that was very colorful. And then I had like a crackled type of a background to it, so it had texture and cracks all in it, and I applied gold all within all the cracks everywhere. So it was like, it was really pretty, and she really liked it. And trying to think, I think there was a couple of more that probably that I know that she's really liked too. I had one that was I made with just paint and cups with all different and with different colors, and I had laid out the color scheme and I used like a medium to make the paint shiny when it would dry, and it was a 24 by 24 size with a like 2.5 inch sides on it, so it was like a really, really big, thick, sturdy canvas, and it turned out really beautiful, and I just really like that. So I would say I probably really, really like almost everything that I do, and if I don't like it, I will paint over it or throw it away.
All right, well, we've had a great conversation. I'm feeling very inspired. If you'd like to show me some of your paintings after this, that would be really cool. But yeah, thank you for your time.
Sure, I've enjoyed talking to you.
All right, awesome. I don't think you keep talking at like 8:30.